with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Multiple victims in a shooting at Florida State University, and a suspect is in police custody. At least six people have been taken to the hospital in Tallahassee, but there's still no official word on their condition, other than one is reported in critical condition. Classes and student activities have been canceled for the rest of the day at Florida State in response to this shooting. During an Oval Office meeting, President Donald Trump said the shooting in Florida is a shame.
Fully briefed as to where we are right now, it's a shame. It's a horrible thing. Horrible that things like this take place. And we'll have more to say about it later.
The shooting first reported around midday local time. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans may consider increasing taxes on the rich in a break from party orthodoxy. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republicans in Congress are considering increasing taxes on the rich as part of President Trump's big, beautiful bill of ambitious legislative priorities, a striking development that breaks with decades of party orthodoxy and is spurring alarm bells from traditional conservatives. The discussions are in the early stages, and lawmakers say it is possible that no tax hike makes it into the final legislation. One idea being discussed is a roughly 40% top tax bracket on income above $1 million. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa also confirmed that the idea is being discussed in the upper chamber in a town hall on Tuesday when asked about increasing taxes on billionaires. House Republican leaders have expressed opposition to the idea. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump attacked Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell for not cutting interest rates and says he could fire him if he wanted to. The president is renewing a threat from his first term that could cause a major legal showdown over the issue of the central bank's longstanding political independence. Powell is denying that Trump could remove him. This is SRN News. An American pastor kidnapped in South Africa last week, rescued.
Josh Sullivan of Tennessee was abducted by armed and masked men during a sermon at the Fellowship Baptist Church. The 45-year-old missionary was rescued on Tuesday after three of his abductors engaged in gunfire with officials and were killed. Police say Sullivan was miraculously unharmed and in excellent condition. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen dramatically over the past decade. George Williams, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Maldives have voted to ban Israeli tourists from entering the tropical Indian Ocean archipelago as an act of solidarity with Gaza. The Maldives, a popular tourist destination for Israelis, the parliament ratified the ban in response to what it calls ongoing acts of genocide committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. Critics note that the Maldives did not ban Palestinians after the October 7th massacre. This is SRN News. Some Israeli leaders would prefer military action to arms talks when dealing with Iran, but the U.S. disagrees. More from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Plans for a main military strike against Iranian nuclear sites that would have featured American air power flying cover for Israeli commandos on the ground have been shelved in favor of a U.S.-led diplomatic engagement with Iran. The New York Times reports that the decision came amid disagreement among Trump administration officials after the Ayatollah reversed his position, opening the door to indirect negotiations. Those opposing the main mission, Director of Intelligence Gabbard, Defense Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and Chief of Staff Wiles, saw a low chance of success and the ability to revert to the military option if talks fail. I'm Felice Friedson.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.